It used to be when, you know, I first kind of got into the cattle industry in about 1993, and you used to have that nice 10-year cycle, you know, where cattle prices would slowly rise up and then they peak and then they come down and grain prices would follow in the opposite direction. And it just seems like in the last few years, the cattle markets have become extremely volatile and we just don't seem to know what's coming at us day to day. Right now, cattle prices have been pretty stagnant over the last few years. You know, I typically look at the calf prices. That's the market that we're in as we sell our calves here during the fall run. And prices at the store have just been climbing exponentially since COVID hit. And I can tell you that has not trickled down to us. And I don't want to speak for the feedlots because I'm not in that business, but looking at the fat prices, you know, they seem to be sitting in the same boat. So we just are trying to make consumers aware of this, that, you know, in no way has the supply chain all benefited from the increase in price.
Is it too easy to blame the packers for all this, or can we find other reasons as well?
Well, you know, you don't want to blame one part of the industry, but, you know, the packers are very concentrated in Canada, as we're seeing in the United States as well. You know, they have a lot more cattle down there. They only have four major packers. We have two here in Canada that process 80% of Canada's beef here in southern Alberta. So there definitely is the issue of a concentrated market there. And unfortunately, especially with the cow-calf end of things, we're price takers. We don't have much leverage. We don't have much power or say in to what we are getting for our calves in the fall. And that's where we're sitting right now.
The connection between the Canadian and U.S. markets, do cattle move back and forth when it comes to processing? And does that help the packers maintain a lower price?
Well, fed cattle absolutely move north and south. You know, we export cattle to them to be fed, and cattle are brought up here to be fed. We definitely also move cattle down there for processing, and it comes back as boxed beef because we just don't have enough processing capacity here. Things were supposed to change after BSE. You know, there was a lot of talk about expanding processing in Canada so that if we were to go through another event like that, we would have the ability to process more animals. Unfortunately, for various reasons, that never happened, and we are kind of at the same place that we were post-BSE.
Consumers still buying beef, but is there a concern amongst producers that there's a certain point where people just have to cut back due to budget?
Well, I would think so. I mean, everything's going up for consumers, right? Everything from heating our homes to our grocery bills. You know, there was just a big announcement that dairy products are going to have a significant price hike. So even looking at our own food budget here at home, I just cannot see people buying things just because they want it. There's got to be some point where consumers are going to be buying based on price. I can't blame them. I often surprises me, to tell you the truth, that people are paying what they are for beef in the stores right now. That's all I get from my family in the city, is just the exorbitant amount of money that it costs to buy a steak or to buy a roast or to buy, you know, even ground beef. Up here in northern Alberta, I've seen ground beef at the grocery store hit $9 a pound. So I think it's getting to the point that, it, you know, the average Canadian family, I just can't see affording it.
Some people get around that by going directly to the producer to buy their beef. It's a great idea, but the problem there is finding enough resources to slaughter and process the animals. I think that the people that are out there doing that business just can't keep up with demand.
Oh, that's for sure. These small processors, well, we're waiting well into 2022 now for a spot for cattle. That's a hard thing to try and do, is to have your cattle finished. You know, there's cattle that need to go right now, and there just isn't room for them, like you say. The other thing we're really concerned about is this looming strike with Cargill. You know, they have till December 6th to resolve the issue or to come to the demand. Whether that's going to happen, we sure hope so. But if it doesn't, it's just going to create another huge backlog. There's a lot of cull cows that went to town this fall because of the issues with no feed. And all that's just going to back up. That's a huge concern for us right now.
The union was kind of looking for some producer support for their position on this. Where do Alberta beef producers stand on that? Are you taking a neutral position, or what's the organization's position on that labor situation?
Well, it's difficult for us to take a position on the workers' situation. You know, we're not dealing with it day to day. We don't have workers in the plants. We don't like to take a position on other people's or other parts of the industry. But, you know, it is absolutely what we consider an essential service for our industry. And that's the position that, you know, that we need to take, is that these cattle that need to go need to be processed. And we just hope that they come to a resolution quickly.
There is a supply chain review going on in Alberta right now. I guess it was announced at the Calgary Stampede. What's the process happening with that right now? And I know you have a new agriculture minister. Has he been looking at this? What's going on there?
I believe that process was backlogged a little bit, and they are starting to work on it now. So, yeah, they're going to look at all parts of the supply chain to determine, you know, what needs to be fixed where and how we can spread some of this profit out. You know, we need the whole supply chain to be economically healthy, and right now it isn't. Our calf prices are quite stagnant right now. The future prices for fats doesn't look great in the spring, and our input costs are just skyrocketing. Everything from feed to mineral to fuel to feed the cattle, everything has just gone up in price so much that our profit margin is shrinking every day. And so what this should help us do is realize where those issues are, and hopefully, you know, be able to create profitability along the whole chain. Our Canadian herd has been shrinking in size for the last 5 years, and it's going to continue to shrink unless something's done.
The United States government is trying to use incentives to encourage medium-sized processing facilities to get going or started or expand or whatever. Is that something that needs to be done in Canada, do you think?
It does need to be done. Our past agriculture minister did refer to that they were hoping to build kind of a medium-sized plant that would maybe do 5,000 to 10,000 head a week. It'll help. It won't solve the problem, but it'll absolutely help. The problem, you know, with us is we just don't have the same kind of money that goes into agriculture in general as the Americans do. If you've been keeping tabs on the American government and the subsidies and the amount of money that they're putting towards their agriculture sector, it's huge. It's in the billions and billions of dollars. So they just seem to have a bit more support from their government in regards to these things. It's something that we've, you know, constantly working on at Alberta Beef in regards to government relations, both at the federal and the provincial level, to make them realize that these are some of the areas that we need help with. The Americans received their drought subsidies quite early this year, and the result was that they came up and bought a lot of our feed, which also skyrocketed the prices. So we need to be on a bit more level of playing field with the Americans.
If they are successful in expanding their slaughter capacity, does that help or hurt Canadian producers?
Whenever the Americans can move cattle, it helps us because, you know, we have a lot of product that moves south as well. So if they can increase their processing capacity, increase their export market, it helps us come in through the back door as well. You know, we are a very, very small player on the international market in regards to beef protein. The Americans are a very big player. And, you know, with countries such as Asian countries that are expanding and wanting more protein, if the Americans can supply more to it and we can, you know, continue to supply our cattle to them, it helps us in the long run.
Excellent. Unless there's something else you'd like to add?
You know, we always appreciate the Canadian consumer. They have done nothing but support us through the years. I don't know if you remember, you know, once BSE hit, the Canadian consumer did everything in their power to eat as much beef as they could that summer. And we just want to have them realize that we do recognize how much they support our industry and how much we truly appreciate it.